Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger's here. Pam's a 16-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Unity Marketing, author of 25 or 30 books at least, and sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, putting the Lux back in luxury, and what do Henrys want? Shops that pop, et cetera, et cetera. Why do people buy things they don't need? That's one of my favorites. She's our good friend, Pam. Welcome back.
Well, it's great to be with you here as we start a new year.
No kidding.
But so, it's hard for us to be optimistic, frankly.
Yeah, I want to ask you, roll out of 2020 into 2021. Wrap up 2024. Let's put a bow on it. What's the postmortem on 2020 for retail?
Well, you know, I mean, people are really on the ropes. I mean, and what disturbs me the most is because I work so much with small businesses, and as you know, I mean, the big guys just got bigger.
Yeah.
The small guys are hanging on by a thread.
They got hammered.
If they've even survived.
The big guys got bigger. The small guys got hammered.
I know, and it's just it should be so troubling to us in the small business world, because small businesses employ more people, they bring in tremendous amounts of money, contribute so much not only to the economy,
and
but
when
to
they
the
make
community.
A deposit, the money stays in the community. When they make a sale, that money is deposited in the community. It isn't sucked out overnight to Arkansas or Seattle.
Yeah, right. I just can't laugh about it. I think we really need to cry about it, because it's just created, you know, I mean, Amazon is like this huge monopoly. And
yeah. Amazon is dangerous. People need to understand.
Oh,
Amazon is a dangerous entity in the world.
It is. Without a doubt.
Under the guise of being helpful. I mean, folks, we just got to realize it. And I've been, as you know, I wrote a book about this. But anyway, what would you say, if you could generalize, how would you generalize retail? Because, you know, there were some people did okay.
Oh, well, of course. Yes. Yeah.
Some small businesses did okay, Pam. I mean.
Beg your pardon?
Some small businesses did okay. I mean, our research, our polling shows some people did okay, but in general, the mainstream retailers, the bell over the door kind of folks, they had a bad year, didn't they?
Oh, they had a terrible year, and many of them, I mean, one of the studies that I saw said as many as 50% of small independent businesses just simply do not have the resources last. You know, the first quarter of 2021, and I believe we're going to see a lot more closings, a lot more, falling by the wayside. The companies, there are businesses that have survived, but they are really, you know, other than the big guys, they're the outliers. They really are, you know, I look at some of the businesses, the small businesses, that have done everything right. They do everything right. And they still can't survive. It's like I don't, you know.
Well, the ones that went,
this
the ones
whole
that,
thing is
ones
created.
That go first, the ones that went first, and the ones that will go first, are the ones that didn't listen to your advice on not being either online or Main Street, but both and having an online presence as well as a front door. If they listened to you all these years, they could have hung on longer.
Well, they could have hung on longer, but I still don't know that even those things anymore are going to make the difference. Because, you know, Main Street relies upon traffic. I mean, you have to have
foot
people
traffic.
Coming, you know, down the street. And with all the restaurants closed, restaurants were a huge driver of traffic, as were
the arts,
events
and
local
the arts.
Community.
When you close,
and
when
all
you close,
that's closed.
And you close museums and theaters and plays and arc and symphonies and things like that. That's when people go to town to spend money.
Right. Exactly. And all of that's closed, so the traffic isn't there. And you know, people develop habits, and you know. And it takes about 6 to 8 weeks for people to change their habits. Well, we've had basically stores that were closed for months, and people's habits change. So they are sitting at home ordering from Amazon because, you know, or going to Walmart and getting, you know, most of the stuff that they need. They've just gotten out of the habit. Now, you know, retailers need to keep themselves front of mind. They need to keep marketing and advertising and reaching out to their customers. But even that, you know, may not work this year. I think 2021, we're going to have to pay the price for what happened in 2020. I mean, we had the crisis. We were reacting in crisis mode. But now it's all going to come home to roost, and we're going to have to pay that price.
Develop that a little bit more. What do you mean? What price will we pay, and why will we pay?
Well, you know, I'm looking at, you know, the federal deficit is greater than it's ever been. If, you know, I don't know whether they're going to give the $600 per person or $2,000. But, I mean, think about it. Think about how much we've got to pay back. This economy has to pay back. Mm-hmm. And we have, this new administration coming in that I just don't think it's going to be at all favorable. I mean, it's going to be at all favorable.
Obama Biden did for 8 years to Main Street. So the Harris Biden ticket is not going to be good for Main Street. I don't see how that could happen.
No, I think it's going to be definitely worse. And so, you know, I just think there's just so many questions, and I just think we got to continue to hunker down. We got to continue to put our best face forward. We got to continue to connect with our customers. But as I say, I'm just not optimistic that even if you do everything right, you have all the right products and all the right services and wonderful salespeople and wonderful marketing, and you're doing buy online, pick up in store, and all
that
stuff.
Well, you're going to have to fight for every sale. In the past, too many small business owners have said, well, I didn't have much traffic today. Well, guess what? You need to create your traffic. And we're going to get Pam to tell us how to do that after the break. It's 20 after the hour. Pam Danziger is our guest. UnityMarketingOnline.com. Is that right, Pam?
That's the one.
All right. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.